It's time for Knox County basketball. Let's sponsors Bobby D. Clark, CPA, CNR Supermarkets, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, Insura Pro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. And now, to start your game.
From Schuyler County R1 Middle School in Queen City, it's night number three of the fifth annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, featuring the eight teams of the old Tri-Rivers Conference, pre-2010, North Shelby, Brookfield, Knox County, Putnam County, Milan, Scotland County, Schuyler County, and Clark County. It's the first night of consolation semifinals, and we start with the boys, Knox County Eagles and the Brookfield Bulldogs, and let's take a look at starting lineups. First of all, for Brookfield, they go with Hank Parks. He is a junior. Lane Schreiner, a senior. Xander Waugh, a senior. Owen Boley, a senior. And Desmond Carricker, a senior. The Bulldogs coached by Dre Starzl, and they are 0-3. The Eagles go with Keaton Strange, a senior. Kellen Parrish, a senior. Ryland Roberts, a senior. Blake Parrish, a senior. Austin Jansen, a senior. They're 1-1, coached by Nathan Miller. And we are just about ready to go. It's going to be Austin Jansen. I'm not sure what the holdup is. All right, here we go. Jansen is going to jump center, tip controlled by the Eagles, picked up by Ryland Roberts, and we're underway. Both teams lost their opening round games on Monday night, which sent them to the consolation semifinal. Shot put up by Keaton Strange from the free throw line. Missed it. Carricker off of the rebound. Bulldogs the other way. Owen Boley has it right wing beyond three between the circle or between the top of the key for Waugh. Now dribble drive on the left side is Parks and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brookfield. It was a long night last night. Hunter and I can attest to that. Lots of, I think, 48 fouls called in the first game last night. Not that quite that many in the second game, but still plenty. And, a long couple of basketball games. So with any luck, we'll see a couple of cleaner games tonight as Ryland Roberts with it on the left side. Now Parrish for Strange on the right wing. Parrish, dribble drive, kick it out to Parrish. Three-pointer from the left side. That was Kellen Parrish. Three-pointer from the left side won't go. Long rebound ran down by Blake Parrish. Now Kellen with it left side back to Blake. Dribble drive, kick it out. Ryland Roberts. He'll drive the lane, put it up and in. Ryland Roberts first two. 2-0 Knox County. Pressure by the Eagles. As Waugh hands off to Boley. Boley, long pass ahead. Stolen away, almost stolen away by Kellen Parrish. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. They get it in for Carricker on the block. Turn around, put it up, missed it. And Parrish had, Schreiner on his back. So first foul on Schreiner, first team foul on Brookfield. Ahead to Blake Parrish, now to Kellen. The other way, right side Ryan. Ryland Roberts with it, right wing beyond three. He'll put it on the deck, three-pointer on the way, airballed it, goes out of bounds, back to the Bulldogs. Xander Waugh to trigger. Full court man-to-man pressure by the Eagles. As Strange works against Owen Boley. And ball thrown out of bounds. Last touched by one of the Eagles. So Bulldogs out of bounds on the far sideline. Hank Parks to trigger. He'll inbound it for Boley. Boley poked away from him by Strange. Got it back across the timeline. Now between the two circles, picks up his dribble, over to Parks on the right side. Parks now to the top of the key. Give it to Schreiner. Back out to Waugh at the top of the key. Waugh into the corner for Boley. We go the other way for Parks on the right side. Now he'll bring it to the top of the key. Give it up for Waugh on the right or left wing. Nice look inside to Schreiner. And Schreiner able to finish the layup from the left side. He's got two. We're tied. With 5:27 to play in the first quarter. The other end, Blake Parrish with the top of the key. Now Strange, right wing beyond three. Back to Parrish. And now the other Parrish. This is Kellen for Blake between the circles. He'll dribble to the right side, give it up Roberts on the right wing. Roberts bounce pass back to Blake. Blake dribble drive in the paint, floater up and in. 2 points for Blake Parrish. It's 4-2. Knox County with the lead. Brookfield with the basketball. Waugh with it to Carricker. As they break the press, reverse layup for Schreiner wouldn't go. Now loose ball, and they're going to get Schreiner with his second foul. He's probably going to grab a seat quickly off the bench. Is Hayden DeYoung. Hayden DeYoung for Brookfield is going to come in. So Knox County with it, leading by two. Ahead to Strange, right wing beyond three. Back to Parrish. This is Blake. Lost the handle for a second, got it back. Now Jansen with it between the circles. Roberts over to Kellen. He'll dribble drive, kick it back out to Kellen. Or Roberts dribble drive, kick it back out to Kellen. And now a whistle and a foul away from the basketball. As still waiting for them to put the... This character is needing a minute. Well, stuffed something up his nose. I don't know if he had some blood going on or what, but he now has a piece of towel shoved in one of his nostrils. So Brookfield with it. Boley, center of the court for Parks. Parks across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Now Boley with it near midcourt. Now he picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed, and they're going to get a foul on the Eagles, and I think they called it on Blake Parrish. They did. His first. Okay, I don't know what happened. There evidently wasn't a foul, but somehow the Eagles turned it over on that last possession. It's Parks, now Boley on the left wing to the left baseline. Should have been a double dribble, got away with it. Back to Parks on the left wing. Picks up his dribble. And now DeYoung will dribble drive from to the right block, miss the shot. Carricker with the rebound, missed the putback. And rebound comes out to Ryland Roberts, ahead to Strange. Strange, skip pass, had Kellen Parrish at the block. Now Blake Parrish, a three-pointer on the way, won't go. And it's going to be an easy bucket for Parks, layup up and in. Parks got out ahead of everybody. Eagles the other way. Roberts just about lost a handle on it. Now Strange with it in the backcourt. Between the circles, now right side for Parrish. Roberts, no, good look for Keaton Strange. Got behind the defense. Ryland Roberts saw him and got him the ball. Good play. And now a steal by Blake Parrish, laying up from the left side, hooping the harm. Blake Parrish, fourth point, and he'll have the and one. As set to check in, Ethan Campbell for Knox County. Strange is going to have a seat. I'll tell you, Knox County comes out with, in their warm-ups, it says Havoc on the back of their warm-up jerseys, and that's certainly how they are playing, with almost reckless abandon, as Carricker is going back to the locker room. So coming in for him is John Walgren. Parrish free throw up. Got it. Blake with five. Full court man-to-man. They get it to Walgren across the timeline. He'll pull up and immediately be double-teamed. Ball slapped away from him by Kellen Parrish, and now a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is Brookfield's, but what the Eagle, as soon as the ball carrier picks up his dribble, two guys are, he's immediately in a double team. So Parks to inbound it. Get it in for DeYoung. DeYoung handoff. Boley. Boley, dribble drive to the free throw line. Now he'll back out beyond the three-point arc in the corner for DeYoung. Now between the circles, Parks. He'll try a 15-footer. Got it. Hank Parks with four. It's 9-6. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. As Campbell, right wing beyond three. Now Blake Parrish, dribble drive, lay it up and in. 7 points for Parrish. DeYoung the other way. Has Boley, left wing beyond three, head and shoulder fake. Now kick it in the corner for DeYoung. Back for Wall on the right wing. Get it over to Walgren. Three-pointer won't go. High for the rebound, Blake Parrish. Ahead to Ryland Roberts. Left side layup wouldn't go down. And out with the rebound is Parks. Gets an outlet for Boley. Under two to play in the first quarter. Boley almost stolen away from by Roberts. Now picks up his dribble. DeYoung with it, left wing beyond three. He'll put it on the deck. Skip pass over to Walgren. And tried to drive the lane, stepped out of bounds. They'll give the ball back to the Eagles, leading by five. As Blake Parrish will walk it to the timeline. Kind of a 2-3 zone defense by the Bulldogs. Kind of a shifting. It almost goes from a 2-3 to a 2-1-2. In the paint, missed the layup, Jansen, but got the rebound, and now Parrish from the free throw line. Pinballs out. Jansen with the rebound. Get it out to Kellen Parrish. Swing it around Roberts. Roberts head and shoulder fake. Dribble drive. Layup up. Layup in. And one. 4 points for Rylan Roberts as Carricker gets set to come back in for Brookfield. Waugh sits down. Grayson Miller comes in for the Eagles. Keaton Strange also back in the ball game. So Rylan Roberts, the and one. They called the foul on Walgren. He missed it. Four team fouls on Brookfield. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Get it for Parks. Hank Parks. And now back up top for Walgren. DeYoung with it. Center circle, ball fake by Boley. Boley to the right side. Into the corner for Walgren. Walgren looks for Carricker. And bounce passes it in there. It wasn't a very good bounce pass. Ball loose on the floor. And now Miller with it. Get it for Ethan Campbell. Campbell hand off to Strange. Strange on the right wing. Strange into the corner for Campbell. One dribble in, thought about the three, back to Strange. Strange between the circles. 23 seconds to play. Now Roberts with it on the right side, ball high above his head. He'll fake the three-pointer, look for help, has Strange. Right wing beyond three. Now he'll dribble along the arc, kick it out to Roberts, playing for one shot, under 10 seconds to play. As Campbell, now Rylan Roberts, dribble drive, whistle and a call is going to be against Brookfield, away from the basketball. And it's going to be, looks like Owen Boley hits first. They get it into Strange, Strange with 1 second, and got the shot off. Oh! Banked it, but it pinball in and out, and that's how we end the first quarter with the score. Knox County 13, Brookfield 6. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto, and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Welcome back. Schuyler County Middle School, Tri-Rivers, 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, Knox County Eagle Basketball. On your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, Tri-Rivers Broadcasting. I'm Andy Middleton. Glad to have you along tonight. We start the second quarter, Knox County with it. Strange. We'll give it off to Kellen Parrish on the left side. And now Miller with it. Give it up to Strange. Dribble drive to the free throw line. Campbell with it. He'll put it up in the block. Missed the shot. Drew the foul. And he'll shoot a pair. If you're wondering, if you tuned in wondering why you're not listening to North Shelby Putnam County, that's because they are on the radio tonight. The championship side semifinals are the live games tonight and tomorrow. So tonight's North Shelby Putnam boys, and then a little later on, Schuyler County Brookfield girls. That going on in the high school gym. As it was Ethan Campbell, hit both throws, 15-6. His first two of the night. And now Boley trying to beat the press. He does. In the corner for DeYoung. Back to Boley on the left side. Boley dribbles between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles as Austin Jansen picks up Boley. Now in the corner looking for help. And ball almost stolen away. Picked up by DeYoung. Looks for help. Finds Walgren. Now Waldron dribbles between the two circles, picks up his dribble. Boley, right side, over the head of Carricker. Tried to get him at the block, airmailed it. So back to the Eagles, leading 15-6. Keaton Strange walks it across the timeline. And skip pass over to Kellen Parrish. As Miller, left wing beyond three, back to Parrish. Dribble drive to the free throw line, kick it out Strange. Strange will drive the right baseline, put it up, got it. Put it up from five. Strange has four, 17-6 Eagles. As Parks across the timeline, give it up Boley left side. Boley to the top of the key, now backs out close to midcourt. Now he'll dribble to the right side. Right wing, now Walgren on the right side of the right baseline. And reach is going to be the call. And I think they called it on Miller. Yep, Grayson Miller with the personal. His first, team's third. And Brookfield will have it out of bounds on the far sideline. As Hank Parks inbounded to Waldron. Back to Parks. Park dribble drive along the baseline. Handed off Carricker. One dribble goes up strong and gets it to go down. Desmond Carricker, that's a big kid right there. Big body. And if they're able to get the ball into him, it's Strange the other end. Bank shot wouldn't go. Jansen with a rebound. His put back up and in. Got to like the O boards and the put back, 19-8. But if they can get the ball into Carricker, he's a load. As they're going to call a foul on Jansen, I believe. Or maybe not. They gave Brookfield the ball out of bounds. At any rate, Owen Boley across the timeline, center circle. Now he'll drive it to the top of the key. Between the circles for Parks, deep three-pointer on the way, missed it. And rebound gotten by Carricker and finds DeYoung at the left block. First two of the night for Hayden DeYoung. Knox County in a hurry. Parrish, now Strange. Strange between the circles to the top of the key. And now Campbell with it. Go left side for Kellen Parrish. Miller left wing beyond three. Slaps the basketball back to Parrish. Parrish up top for Campbell. Campbell to the left side, Miller. Now Strange on the right side. Bounce pass to the block for Kellen Parrish. Got it around Carricker. Missed the shot, drew the foul. And Kellen Parrish will shoot a pair. First foul on Desmond Carricker, and now 17 fouls on the Bulldogs. So Kellen Parrish, free throw up, missed it. As back into the ball game comes Blake Parrish. Miller's going to sit down. Rylan Roberts also back in the ball game. As Campbell had a seat. So Kellen Parrish looking for his first point of the ball game. Free throw up. Missed it. And out with a rebound is Walgren. And dealing with full court pressure by the Eagles as Owen Boley motors past Parrish. Across the timeline, right side for Walgren. Taking a poked away from him. Loose ball picked up by Blake Parrish. Eagles the other way as Parrish holds up. Now Roberts, right wing, dribble drive, put it up, missed the shot. And I don't know, the foul was on the shot. Or before the shot. It's going to be free throws either way. It just depends on whether it's one and one or two shots. They call the foul on Parks, and that's his third. Free throw up. Got it. Rylan Roberts with five, and Parks hasn't came out of the ball game yet. Roberts, free throw up. He got them both. 6 points for Rylan. And it's 21-10, Eagles by 11. Inbounded for Boley. Boley gets it across the timeline. Boley pulls out right wing beyond three, looks for help, and now he's going to be, timeout's going to be called by Brookfield. 4:23 to play in the first half. Knox County 21, Brookfield 10, back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Welcome back, Schuyler County R1 Middle School in Queen City, 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. Boys Championship, Consolation Semifinals. Knox County Eagle Basketball on KMEM. As we come out of the timeout, Brookfield with the basketball, trailing by 11, 21-10, 4:23 to play in the first half. They inbound at Carricker, and he finds DeYoung at the top of the key. He'll hand off Boley. And Brookfield will set up the offense. Boley, dribble drive. Now he'll give it up to Parks, playing with three fouls. Now Boley right side. Back to between the circles and double team. Carricker tried to get it to him on the right side, airmailed it. Turnover gives it back to the Eagles. As Rylan Roberts will trigger it. He'll get it in for Parrish, and Blake will bring it across the timeline. Left wing for Kellen Parrish, the free throw line for Roberts. Roberts falls down, trying to make a drive, and Brookfield the other way is Owen Boley across the timeline. Boley brings it to the left side, still with a dribble across for Parks. Deep three-pointer by Hank Parks, left it short, and out with the rebound, Austin Jansen. Outlet to Strange. Strange to the top of the key. Now out to Roberts on the left wing. Roberts will dribble drive. Stop in the paint. Give it up Kellen Parrish. Now Blake Parrish, three-pointer, left it short, and it's going out of bounds, saved inbounds to Schreiner. And now Hank Parks is slammed out of bounds by Blake Parrish. They were both going for the basketball, and Hank Parks took the brunt of that one. And I think they do call a foul on Blake Parrish, his second. 14 fouls now on Knox County. 3:15 to play in the first. As Parrish sits down. And back in the ballgame, Ethan Campbell. I don't think there was any maliciousness there. They're just both playing hard, going for the basketball, but Hank Parks definitely took the brunt of that punishment. The Bowley with it, and now going to be a foul on Kellen Parrish. Going to be fifth team foul, his first. And Brookfield will have it out of bounds as Waugh inbounds it for Schreiner. Back to Waugh, and stepped on the half-court line over and back. Gives it back to the Eagles, leading 21-10. It's 13-6 after one. The Eagles have held Brookfield to 4 points so far in this quarter. Kellen Parrish, now Rylan Roberts with the top of the key. Right side for Strange. Strange, drive in, kick it up top for Jansen. Three-pointer up off the heel of the rim. And Carricker with the rebound. Looks for an outlet. Gets it for Bowley. Now Bowley ahead to Waugh, and just about went out of bounds. Now pass blocked by Parrish, and now foul's going to be called, I think, on Austin Jansen. It is his first, team sixth. And Hunter, we may have spoke too soon. We were talking about how quick this first half has went, and now all of a sudden Knox County's getting foul happy. So Brookfield's ball under their own basket. They inbound it to DeYoung. DeYoung just about threw it away to Bowley. Now Carricker back to Bowley at the top of the key. Bowley dribbles to the left side. Still with a dribble. And now Schreiner out to Carricker. Back to Schreiner in the paint. Put it up. I got it over the front of the rim. Lane Schreiner has four, and it's 21-12. Strange. Ahead to Grayson Miller back in the ball game. Drove the baseline, missed the shot. And ball evidently went out of bounds. His character comes out and get a breather. So Knox County with it, Miller. And now Parrish for Campbell. They say Kellen Parrish walked with it. 2 minutes exactly to play in this first half. 21-12, Knox County, Brookfield with the basketball, working against full court pressure. Inbound to Bowley. Bowley will drive it along the far sideline, get it across the timeline, and now a reach as Strange went for the basketball. And I kind of let him get away with that early on, but they're kind of havoc going after the basketball. Now it's one and bonus the rest of the way for both teams. As Hank Parks, free throw up, got it. 5 points for Parks, playing the three fouls. As Jansen comes back into the ball game, Rylan Roberts is going to get a breather. Strange sits down, and Blake Parrish comes back in. As Parks with another free throw, five looking for six, got it. 21-14, Eagles by 7, a minute 50 to play in the first half. As Campbell across the timeline, give it to Parrish. For Miller, back to Parrish. Now Campbell between the circles, back to Parrish. Grayson Miller, left wing beyond three, back to Parrish. This is Kellen. Kellen, one dribble, looks for help, has Campbell. Back to Parrish. Eagles going to work some clock here. Miller, now Campbell for Blake Parrish on the right wing. Back to Campbell, and Brookfield wants a timeout. 1:20 to play in the half. Knox County 21, Brookfield 14. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Schuyler County R1 Middle School in Queen City, Tribe Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. Eagles come out of the timeout. Ryland Roberts launches a three, missed it, but Parrish there with a rebound, missed it, but drew the foul. That's Blake, and he'll shoot a pair. And the foul is on Hayden DeYoung. His first, team's ninth. As Parrish looks for points 8 and 9. First one up, missed it off the back of the rim. 7 looking for 8. And Eagles trying to get off this 21. They've been stuck on 21 for a couple of minutes. They do. 8 points now for Blake Parrish, 22 to 14. Brookfield in for Parks. And Parks gets caught up in the double team, finds Boley. Boley trying to get to the timeline. He does. Jump pass to DeYoung. No look inside to Waugh, and is going to be taken away from him. And, wow. Are they going to call a jump ball? Okay, I thought there's surely not a foul there. Jump ball was called. So Brookfield has the arrow, inbound it for DeYoung, or for Schreiner, rather. Schreiner works against Parrish. Couldn't get it, got the shot, couldn't get it to go down. And here come the Eagles. Parrish, this is Blake. Now Kellen for Roberts on the left wing. Back to Kellen Parrish from the left block. Baby hook up. Baby hook in. Parrish first two of the night. Under 30 seconds to play. Parks, left wing three, missed it. And out with a rebound is Jansen for Blake Parrish. Eagles will play for one shot. 17 seconds. Parrish dribbles in the center circle. Now he'll get it going. And has Kellen in the paint. Fights through the double team. Ball gets stuck on the side of the rim. And that's considered a jump ball. So the Eagles will keep the possession with 6.9 to play. Kellen Parrish, inbound Jansen. Now Miller around to Blake. Now Kellen, somebody needs to take a shot. Somebody needs to take a shot. Nobody took a shot, and that's how we end the first half with the score. Knox County 24, Brookfield 14. Back with the half in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
This Knox County Eagles basketball game is sponsored by Bobby D. Clark CPA, CNR Supermarkets, Cardwell Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagles Nest, in Edina, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, Insure Pro, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services.
It all began in 1957. The very first CNR supermarket was opened in La Plata, Missouri. And since then, the company has grown to include 13 stores across Northeast and Central Missouri. Their freshness guarantee is just one of the ways they've continued to provide the highest quality foods for your family. And their superior customer service is experienced each time you shop at CNR. CNR supermarkets can be found in locations like La Plata, Shelbina, Macon, Edina, and Cahokia.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Back in Queen City, Schuyler County Owen Middle School, night number 3 of the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, Knox County Eagle Basketball. On your sports leader, Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM. And Tri-Rivers Broadcasting in Memphis. We're at the half. It's been just about all Knox County. The Eagles jumped out 13-6 after one. They outscored Brookfield 11-8 in the second to lead it 24-14 at the half. Brookfield led in scoring by Hank Parks, 6 points, 4 points from Lane Schreiner. Hayden DeYoung put in two, as did Desmond Carricker. Knox County led by Blake Parrish is 9. 6 points from Rylan Roberts, 4 from Keaton Strange, a couple of free throws from Ethan Campbell, 2 points from Kellen Parrish, and 2 points from Austin Jansen. Knox County, 24-14 at the half of this boys' consolation semifinal, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Has your healthcare provider said you need blood work, but high deductibles or lack of insurance is stopping you? Knox County Health Department has a low-cost lab program for people just like you. Have your healthcare provider send us an order or bring one by our office and let us calculate the cost for you. For example, a complete blood count, complete metabolic panel, thyroid, and lipid, all for $20. Knox County residents, let us relieve the burdens of medical expense when we can. See us for your lab work and all your vaccine needs. Call today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust. Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
back at the Tri Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament, fifth annual Tri Rivers Classic, Knox County Eagle Basketball on KMEM. We are at the half of Knox County Brookfield Boys Consolation semifinal game, and Knox County up by 10, 24-14. Still to come tonight, at least on Tri Rivers Broadcasting, we've got a girls consolation semifinal, Knox County, Scotland County Girls. That comes up following this game. If you're wondering about the championship side of the bracket, North Shelby Putnam County boys are going on right now, and that is on the radio. Dad has those games, and then after that game, the first girls championship semifinal, Schuyler County and Brookfield. Saw Schuyler County girls ranked number 9th in the state this week. So that game comes up at 7:30 over in the high school gym. And then tomorrow, we'll be back here in the middle school gym for the second round of consolation semis. Scotland County, Clark County boys at 6, and then Clark County, Putnam County girls at 7:30. And then by then, we will have our Saturday kind of figured out as everybody gets the day off Friday. And then all the seventh place and consolation trophy games will be played Saturday here in the middle school. The third place games and the championship games will be in the high school. It all starts at noon on Saturday, and so that's kind of how the Tri-Rivers Classic is shaping up. Knox County up by 10. I'll be back with the third quarter in just a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, back in Queen City, Schuyler County R1 Middle School. As we get set to start the third quarter of this boys' consolation semifinal, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMM. Glad to have you along tonight. I'm Andy Middleton. As we are halfway through this one, we got another game coming up. And then a couple tomorrow, and we'll be all set for Saturday. So Brookfield with it to start the second half. Owen Boley across the timeline for Parks between the circles. Go the other way for Waugh on the right side. Between the legs dribble. And now Parks with it along the baseline. Parks to the wing, back to Waugh. Waugh will try baseline three. Left it short. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lane Schreiner. So Knox County with it is Roberts ahead to Keaton Strange. And now Parrish at the top of the key. Blake Parrish now right left wing beyond three. Back to Strange on the right side. Strange picks his dribble up. Now Blake Parrish for Roberts on the left wing. Ball fake. Give it back to Blake Parrish between the circles. Now Strange on the right side. For Kellen Parrish on the right wing. Top of the key for Strange. Now Roberts on the left side. Roberts dribble drive. Bounce pass in the paint. Jansen. Shot wouldn't go. And rebound out to Owen Boley. Now Boley looks for some help. And finally, foul's going to be called on Jansen. For gave him one too many bumps. So Waugh to inbound it. They'll work against full court pressure by the Eagles. Hank Parks gets in the double team, gets it over to Boley. Boley across the timeline into the corner for Carricker. Three-pointer up, got it. Desmond Carricker has five. 24-17. And now ball almost stolen away, picked up by Roberts. Back to Strange. Strange in the backcourt. Now Roberts, left wing for Kellen Parrish. Back to Roberts, top of the key. Dribble drive. And they say he walked with it. Traveling is the call. And I don't think Nathan Miller liked that call at all. I know Robin Roberts didn't. Coach Miller did not like that call. So Brookfield with it is Owen Boley. And double teamed. And going to be a foul. So, and that's on Rylan Roberts, his first, team second. It took Knox County a long time to get really in any kind of team foul trouble in the first half. And they picked up two really quick. Less than 2 minutes in, ball knocked out of bounds, stays with Brookfield in front of their own bench. Inbound it to Boley. Now Carricker. And he'll lob it in for Schreiner. Lane Schreiner lays it up and in on the dime by Desmond Carricker. The other end is Strange. Left side layup wouldn't go. Jansen had the rebound. His put back wouldn't go, and Boley comes out with it. Head to Waugh, three-pointer on the way. Pin balls out, and Kellen Parrish with the rebound. Outlet to Roberts. Head to Strange, right wing beyond three. And now a whistle and a... Going to get Rylan Roberts. He was maybe coming in there a little out of control. Knocked Parks on his can. They call him for the charge. Oop, wrong, circled the wrong thing there. Second foul on Roberts. And now it's Parks, top of the key three. Missed it. And now they're going to get over the back on Lane Schreiner. His first, or his third, team's first of the half. And I'm surprised one of these coaches isn't taking a timeout to kind of settle these guys down a little bit. Eagles by five. As Brookfield has come out on a 5-0 run. It's Blake to Kellen. Now Kellen to the free throw line. Kick it out to Rylan Roberts. Roberts to the free throw line. Now Jansen, three-pointer on the way. Missed it. Strange with a rebound. Now Parrish with a three-pointer. Got it! Nothing but the bottom of the net for Blake Parrish. He's got 11. And now, here we go, Hunter. Going to call a foul on Kellen Parrish, his second, team's fourth. And Brookfield at their own end of the court, get it in for Boley. And now Boley walked with the basketball. So Brookfield can't seem to get out of their own way at times here tonight. So it's going to be Jansen inbound. Get it in for Blake Parrish. Parrish walks it across the timeline. 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Now Roberts for Jansen on the right wing. Back to Roberts, top of the key. Roberts dribbling into the free throw line. Kick it out, Keaton Strange. Three-pointer skips across the rim. And now on the rebound, just a silly foul on Kellen Parrish. A little bitty reach. And he picks up foul number three, and that's going to bring Campbell in. Kellen Parrish is going to sit down. Fifth team foul. So Hank Parks will trigger as the Bulldogs will work against full court man-to-man defense. They get it in for DeYoung, who's back in the ball game. He works against Blake Parrish, picks up his dribble, and gets it to Boley. Bulldogs and Boley carried it. And Brookfield fans wanted a foul. Not going to get it. He did care. Whether there's a foul there or not, that's debatable, but he definitely carried the basketball. So Knox County with it. 4:24 to play in the third, leading 27-19. Blake Parrish. Parrish goes to the left side, into the corner for Campbell. And now Jansen with it, left wing. We go to the other side for Keaton Strange. Strange with a dribble. Now Campbell in the backcourt, now between the two circles. Goes to Ryland Roberts on the right wing. Back to Campbell. Campbell, dribble drive on the left side. Finger roll layup up and in. First bucket of the night for Campbell. Fourth point. And we're back to a 10-point Eagle lead as the Eagles on a 5-0 run here. Now to Young. Right side three wouldn't go. High for the rebound. Schreiner. Get a character. He turns around, puts it up from four. 7 points for Desmond Carricker. The other end is Campbell, three ball up, missed it, and high for the rebound was Parrish. He gets it out to Jensen. And now Parrish's shot partially blocked by Boley. Schreiner comes up with a loose ball. Now ahead to Carricker. Carricker in the corner parks, and he'll drive the baseline, put it up, got it. Hank Parks has eight. 29-23. Eagles by six. As Roberts on the right wing. Back to Jansen between the two circles. Back to Roberts, and he's going to back it out. And now Strange, right wing beyond three. For Roberts between the circles. Three-pointer on the way. Missed it.
Oh!
And DeYoung with a rebound, and he got undercut by Blake Parrish and hit the deck hard. And now going to get a timeout here and maybe before things get out of control. Blake Parrish picks up foul number three. 29-23 Eagles. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Back at Schuyler County R1 Middle School in Queen City, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM, Tri Rivers Broadcasting. As we come out of the timeout, the Eagles back off the press. And Boley will walk it across the timeline. Gets a pick to his right. And now DeYoung along the baseline and stepped out of bounds. So the Eagles with the ball back. Leading by six. Consolation semifinals. 2022 TRC. As Roberts, left wing beyond three. Now Parrish between the circles. Back to Roberts. Inside Parrish. That's Kellen. Now out to Campbell. Three-pointer. Pinballs out. And DeYoung with a rebound. Outlet to Boley. And Boley gets a pick. And DeYoung somehow found himself all alone under the basket. Schreiner. Lane Schreiner. And he's got eight. And now another whistle. It's going to be on DeYoung, his second. Now Roberts dribble drive right at Carricker. And missed the shot, drew the foul on Desmond Carricker. That's his second. And to the free throw line, Ryland Roberts. Eight, looking for nine. Carricker thought he was just in there with his hands up. So does his coach as Roberts hits the first. 9 points for Ryland. Back to a 5-point Eagle lead. Still to come, Scotland County, Knox County ladies coming up. after this game. Roberts, second free throw up, finally goes down. 10 points for Rylan Roberts. 31-25, Brookfield with the basketball. Sparks motors across the timeline, finds Boley, top of the three key. Misses, long rebound tracked down by Schreiner. Got it to Boley. Now Boley will dribble drive to the block and put it up and in. That's the first 2 points for Owen Boley. Knox County, the other end is Parrish. That's Kellen for Rylan Roberts, right wing beyond three. Bounce pass, little give and go from Parrish to Roberts. And mishandled the basketball, and Boley will take it back to the hole. And Parrish drew the charge. Parrish stood his ground. That was Blake. And drew the charge as Jansen comes back in. Campbell's going to sit down. And with a minute 13 to play in the third quarter, 31-27. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. As Roberts across the timeline, now Strange, right wing beyond three. Back to Roberts, bounce pass in the paint. Jansen put it on the floor, just about lost it, but somehow held on to it and put it in from six. The other end is Parks, lay it up and in. Hank Parks has 10. 33-29, under a minute to play in the third. Strange, now Roberts. Roberts between the circles. See if Knox County wants to play for one. Strange, dribble in, now kick it up Roberts. Roberts, dribble drive, jump stop, out to Strange. Three-pointer on the way, airballed it, and Owen Boley out with a rebound. A chance for Brookfield to cut this thing to two or one. Now Parks runs in to Jansen, and they're going to call Jansen for the foul, his third, team seventh. And so it's going to be 1-1 for Hank Parks with 18.8 to play in the third. Parks, free throw up. Got it. 11 points for Hank Parks. He could make it a two-point game with a free throw here. 11 looking for 12. Free throw up. He got them both. And it's a two-point Eagle lead with the basketball. And 17 seconds to play in the third. As Parrish, this is Kellen, dribble drive to the free throw line, kick it out, Roberts on the left wing. Roberts back to Parrish between the circles, back to Roberts. Now Roberts up top for Jansen. And somebody needs to shoot the ball, now stolen away. And nobody is going to get a shot off as that is the end of the third quarter with the score, Knox County 33, Brookfield 31. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
It all began in 1957. The very first CNR supermarket was opened in La Plata, Missouri. And since then, the company has grown to include 13 stores across Northeast and Central Missouri. Their freshness guarantee is just one of the ways they've continued to provide the highest quality foods for your family. And their superior customer service is experienced each time you shop at CNR. CNR supermarkets can be found in locations like La Plata, Shelbina, Macon, Edina, and Cahoka.
Back at Schuyler County Middle School in Queen City, fifth annual Tri-Rivers Classic basketball tournament. We start the fourth quarter, Knox County Eagles up 33-31 on Brookfield. That's consolation semifinal game as three-pointer on the way. From Kellen Parrish, won't go. And as it was going out of bounds, Owen Boley skied for it and somehow managed to hit it off of Strange. So Brookfield gets the ball back. As it was going out of bounds, last touched by Brookfield. Yeah, big play by Owen Boley. The Boley to his right side, right wing, picks up his dribble, finds Schreiner. Schreiner now Parks, and now DeYoung will try a three-pointer, left it short. High for the rebound, Blake Parrish. Eagles in a hurry, and long pass almost stolen away by Boley. Out of bounds. Stays with the Eagles. As Strange will get it into Parrish, hand off Strange. Strange to the top of the key to the free throw line, out to Rylan Roberts. Roberts dribble drive and was looking for a foul, didn't get it. Ball goes out of bounds, but it stays with Knox County. As Kellen Parrish will inbound it, slaps the basketball. Needs somebody to move. Movement, movement now in the backcourt for Rylan Roberts. Every possession extremely important right now. Eagles by two. Kellen Parrish, dribble drive in. Back out for Jansen. Now between the circles for Strange. Strange picks up his dribble. Now has Blake Parrish for Roberts on the right side. Right wing, Roberts between the circles, Parrish. This is Blake, dribble drive, jump stop, and he walked. Walked with it. So Brookfield, a chance to tie or take the lead. And I don't believe Brookfield has had a lead in this ball game. And now they're going to have a foul on Strange. Sometimes, I mean, aggressive defense is one thing, but sometimes it can be too aggressive. Man, that's going to send Owen Boley to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Free throw up. Missed it. And fight for the rebound. Kellen Parrish with it. Outlet to Blake Parrish. Back to Kellen. And Kellen in the backcourt. Now Blake with it on the right side. Back to Kellen. Kellen to the top of the key. Back to Blake. Blake. Now Jansen top of the key, left side for Roberts. Roberts will bring it to the free throw line, kick it out. Blake Parrish. Parrish in the paint, lay it up, got it. 13 points for Blake Parrish. And back to a four-point Eagle lead. As Waugh, three-pointer from the left corner, got it. Xander Waugh's first points of the ball game makes it a one-point Eagle lead as Parrish takes it to the hole, and they're going to call a charge on Kellen Parrish as Waugh stood his ground. That's four fouls on Kellen. And Brookfield gets the ball back. Under six to play, trailing by one. Boley to his left side, and now he's going to be tripped. Wow. He got tripped by Jansen, and now Jansen has four fouls. And that's going to send Boley to the free throw line, and he's going to get two. That's double bonus now for Brookfield. Boley with two. Could tie this up and give Brookfield the lead with a pair here. Miss the first. The best he can do is tie it up. As Jansen's going to have a seat, Grayson Miller comes back into the ball game.
Your device is disconnected.
Boley, free throw up. Got the second one. 3 points for Owen Boley, and we're tied at 35. As Parrish, now Strange, left side for Miller. Back to Strange. Bounce pass in for Kellen. And now a foul is going to be called on Lane Schreiner. That's going to be his fourth. Just the fifth team foul for Brookfield. Parrish gets it in Miller. Baseline three-pointer. Airballed it. Probably not the shot they were looking for, but he was open. As Boley the other side. Brookville looking for the first lead of the ball game. A kick it out to Young, three-pointer up and in. Hayden DeYoung has five. And all of a sudden, Brookfield has a three-point lead with 5:14 to play in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Has your healthcare provider said you need blood work, but high deductibles or lack of insurance is stopping you? Knox County Health Department has a low-cost lab program for people just like you. Have your healthcare provider send us an order or bring one by our office and let us calculate the cost for you. For example, a complete blood count, complete metabolic panel, thyroid, and lipid, all for $20. Knox County residents, let us relieve the burdens of medical expense when we can. See us for your lab work and all your vaccine needs. Call today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
Back in Queen City, Schuyler County R1 Middle School, Knox County Eagle basketball on KMEM. Boys consolation semifinal. And right now, Brookfield has taken their first lead of the ball game, 38-35, 5:10 to play in the fourth. As Blake Parrish, dribble drive, jump stop, layup, got it from the left side. 15 for Parrish. A one-point Brookfield lead with the basketball. Parks to the top of the key. Drives to the left side of the key. He made the basket. They wave off the shot. They're going to call a foul before the shot. Still going to get two free throws. Just won't get the end one. And Parrish picks up the foul, his fourth. And so Hank Parks with 12, and I don't think he's missed a free throw yet. Free throw up. Got it. 13 points for Hank Parks. Parks, second free throw on the way. Got them both. 14 points. Back to a three-point Brookfield lead. Under five to play. Kellen Parrish, now Blake Parrish, dribble drive, jump stop. Nope, they're going to get a blocking foul on Waugh. Xander Waugh, and I think that's his first foul of the ball game. So Knox County's ball out of bounds under their own basket. Parrish inbound to Roberts. For Parrish in the paint, hook shot up, won't go. High for the rebound is Schreiner, outlet to Boley. Now Boley walks it across the timeline. Eagles got to be careful on defense. And at that time, the double team worked as Boley threw it out of bounds. But they get the double team. You stand there with your arms up, but they get right up chest to chest, and that's where they've been getting into some trouble. As Roberts, top of the key, to the free throw line, out to Parrish. Parrish to the free throw line, put it up from there, missed everything. And off of the rebound was DeYoung. Outlet to Boley. Boley directing traffic. Boley trying to avoid the double team. He does. He gets it to Parks on the right side. Parks, dribble drive, jump stop, put it up off the glass, missed it. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Schreiner. 3:48 to play. Eagles down by three. As Roberts is going to let it roll, and now he picks it up. Now the clock starts. Strange. The top of the key between the circles for Parrish. That's Kellen. Now Blake on the right side. Blake back to Keaton Strange between the circles. Now Kellen on the right side. He'll try a three-pointer. Missed it. And Boley out with a rebound. Brookfield clinging to a three-point lead. And now timeout on the floor. Timeout Brookfield with 3:21 to play in the ball game. Bulldogs by 3, 40-37. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back in Queen City, Schuyler County Middle School, Knox County Eagle Basketball, 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. As we come out of the timeout, Brookfield, a three-point lead, 3:19 to play in the ball game. Bowley, now Parks, right wing beyond three. Parks still with a dribble. As Knox County still in man-to-man defense. Bowley backs it out center circle. Now Parks. Parks will dribble drive below by Kellen Parrish. And laid it up and in. 16 points for Parks. And it's a five-point Brookfield lead. Strange between the circles. Now Blake Parrish. Oh, boy. Blake Parrish on the right side. He looked like he was putting up a three, but actually was trying to drop it down to Roberts, and Roberts had his back turned. And so Brookfield with the ball back. Bowley for Waugh on the right wing. Sander Waugh and now Parks on the right wing, left wing beyond three. Waugh between the two circles for Bowley. Bowley guarded by Strange. Now Parks under 2.5 to play for Schreiner in the paint. Missed the shot. Got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. Lane Schreiner has 10. 44-37. Eagles need a basket. Need to come out of this possession with points. Roberts dribble drive in. Give it up Miller. His shot from the free throw line was partially blocked behind, goes out of bounds back to Brookfield, and under two to play as Campbell gets set to come back in. Also Jansen, Jansen on the bench with 4 fouls. Grayson Miller sits down. And Parks hands off to Bowley, and Bowley will be met by Keaton Strange in half court. You're going to get a pick. And now Parks between the circles. Back to Bowley on the right side. Bowley tries to avoid the double team. Now has Schreiner in the paint. Ran into Roberts. Lost the ball. Strange at the other end. Layup is partially blocked, but a foul's called. Keaton Strange will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. The foul was on Owen Bowley, they say. His third, team seventh, and now the Eagles will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Strange, free throw up, got it. 5 points for Keaton Strange, 44-38, a 6-point Bulldog lead. And second one up, missed it, but Blake Parrish out with a rebound. Give it to Roberts. Roberts dribble drive, lay it up over the front of the rim, got it. Rylan Roberts has 12. Timeout on the floor. Minute 21 to play in the ball game. Brookfield 44, Knox County 40. Back in a moment. This is KMEN Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Looking at long days at the controls of your compact tractor? Take a look at the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series Premium Compact at the Farm Shop in Edina. The 2800 M Series gives you extra comfort and ease of use, along with up to 60 horsepower and versatility you need for long days on the toughest task. You also get a rear PTO with added features to make running your implement simpler. Stop in at the Farm Shop in Edina or call them at 660-397-3550 to set up a demo or learn more about the Massey Ferguson 2800 M Series.
Welcome back to Schuyler County Middle School Gym in Queen City. Knox County Eagle basketball at the 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic. Boys, consolation semifinal. Brookfield with a lead in the basketball and a buck 21 to play in the game. Now back to full court pressure by the Eagles. Boley with it, guarded by Jansen. Jansen's got to be careful playing with four fouls. Boley motors past him. Get it ahead to Schreiner up top for Wall. And now Boley with it. Backs off into the corner. Now Wall, right wing beyond three. Wall, one dribble. And timeout, Brookfield, with a minute exactly to play in the ball game. 44-40 Brookfield. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
Back in Queen City, Schuyler County Middle School. We come out of the timeout. Brookfield with the basketball and Parks for Schreiner. And Boley in the corner has it stolen away by Keaton Strange. Strange, one on four. Missed the shot, drew the foul. He'll shoot a pair. .9 to play. Bulldogs by four. Knox County has had leads as big as 10 in this game, but just could not put Brookfield away. Strange, free throw up, got it. 6 points for Keaton Strange. As they move Boley to the key and move Parks back to the backcourt. Strange hits them both, a two-point ball game. As Boley ahead to Parks. And now a whistle. And a foul. I think Rylan Roberts picked up the foul. He did, his third. And they'll send Xander Waugh to the free throw line with 35.6 to go. Big free throws for Waugh. Free throw up. Missed it. Campbell comes in. Jansen comes out. Xander Waugh, 3 points, looking for four. Free throw up. Missed him! So the Eagles down by two, 32 seconds to play in the ball game. Strange. And now Roberts, left wing beyond three. Roberts for Strange. On the block for Parrish. Out to Blake Parrish, three-pointer up. Missed it. And Wall with a rebound. And he fell down. Traveling's the call. with 18.5 to play in regulation. Kellen Parrish to inbound. 44-42. 18.5 to go. Campbell with the basketball. Now Strange. And now Nathan Miller wants to talk about it. 15.2 to play. A two-point Brookfield lead. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
What? Oh.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
Back in Queen City, we come out of the timeout. Knox County with the ball. Three-pointer on the way by Campbell. Pinballs out. Rebound taken out of there by DeYoung with 7.6 to play. Well, they got a wide-open look for Ethan Campbell. And they must have called a jump ball. Evidently called jump ball, and now they're going to get a foul. And they're going to send Boley to the free throw line. So the jump ball was, but the possession error was still Brookfield. So now Owen Boley has a chance to end this game right here with a pair of free throws. Makes one, the Eagles have a chance. Misses both, Eagles have a chance of 6.3. Boley free throw up. He got the first one. And now they're going to try and ice him as Nathan Miller calls another timeout. Three-point Brookfield lead. And let me see how long a timeout they took. I took a minute. We'll be back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Are you wanting a new home but it's not in your budget? Then how about remodeling your home with beautiful wood from Cardwell Lumber? Here you will find a variety of specialty lumber that can turn your home into everything you dreamt about having and so much more. We are open Monday through Friday till 4. Come and see us or check out our website at CardwellLumberInc.com for more details. That's Cardwell Lumber, 8 miles south of Edina. Products and advice you can trust.
It all began in 1957. The very first CNR supermarket was opened in La Plata, Missouri. And since then, the company has grown to include 13 stores across Northeast and Central Missouri. Their freshness guarantee is just one of the ways they've continued to provide the highest quality foods for your family. And their superior customer service is experienced each time you shop at CNR. CNR supermarkets can be found in locations like La Plata, Shelbina, Macon, Edina, and Cahoka.
Back in Queen City, Schuyler County R1 Middle School. Big free throw coming up for Owen Boley. 4 points on the night. Free throw here pretty well ends the game. A miss, and Knox County has a shot. Missed it, but just about got his own rebound. Blake Parrish. Parrish, stop, pop from three, banked it, bricked it, missed it, and a foul with 0.2 to play. Brookfield's going to win their first game of the year as Knox County drops to 1-2. Knox County, the foul was on Keaton Strange, his fourth. And the free throw up, missed it. I mean, there's if he misses the second one, there's always a chance of a full court heave. Nope, Nathan Miller is going to call another timeout. I'm just not sure, especially if and Hunter, I'm going to keep it here. Not sure what you can do with 0.2. I mean, that's not even enough time to pass it. That's maybe get the ball and heave it in one motion. Maybe. Brookfield, again, going to win their first game of the season. I'm predicting this. And they'll await the winner of tomorrow night's Scotland County, Clark County boys game for the consolation trophy game at 4:30 on Saturday. Final game from the middle school on Saturday. Knox County would play for seventh place at 1:30 on Saturday here in the middle school. So Schreiner, free throw up. He could end it right here. He does. Four-point game. And that's the ball game. Brookfield wins at 46-42. I'll be back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
April 15th may have come and gone, but it's always tax season here at my office on West Lafayette Street in Edina. Hi, I'm Bobby Clark, certified public accountant, and I'm available year-round to help you with your tax planning, payroll, and accounting needs. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 to set up an appointment, or visit my website at bobbyclark.com to set up your client portal today.
Has your healthcare provider said you need blood work, but high deductibles or lack of insurance is stopping you? Knox County Health Department has a low-cost lab program for people just like you. Have your healthcare provider send us an order or bring one by our office and let us calculate the cost for you. For example, a complete blood count, complete metabolic panel, thyroid, and lipid, all for $20. Knox County residents, let us relieve the burdens of medical expense when we can. See us for your lab work and all your vaccine needs. Call today at 660-397-3396 and be well, Knox County.
This Knox County basketball game was brought to you by Bobby D. Clark, CPA, CNR Supermarkets in Edina and Cahokia, Cargill Lumber, Citizens Bank of Edina, Eagle's Nest, Edina Sentinel, The Farm Shop, and Edina, InsurePro Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Knox County Dental, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency, Knox County R1 Schools, and Northeast Missouri Co-op Services. Thank you.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
Back at Schuyler County R1 Middle School in Queen City, night number 3 of the 2022 5th Annual Tri-Rivers Classic Basketball Tournament. First boys consolation semifinal, and it's Brookfield winning their first game of the season, 46-42 over the Knox County Eagles. Eagles for 2.5 quarters. Looked like they were going to put Brookfield away early, but as they led 13-6 after one, they outscored Brookfield 11-8 in the second, led by 10 at the half, and really kept that 10-point. Well, Brookfield started the third quarter, 5-0 run, and Knox County a 5-0 run of their own to bring it back to 10, but then Brookfield, something clicked. They outscored the Eagles 17-9 in the third. Knox County led by two after three. And the Bulldogs outscored the Eagles 15-9 in the fourth to win at 46-42, their first win of the season. They're 1-3. Knox County drops to 1-2. Brookfield led in scoring by Hank Park, 16. Lane Schreiner had 10. Hayden DeYoung with 6 points. Owen Boley had 11. Xander Waugh with 3. And Desmond Carricker ended the night with 7 points. The Eagles, led by Blake Parrish, is 15. Rylan Roberts chipped in 10. They got 4 from Austin Jansen, 7 points from Keaton Strange, 4 points from Ethan Campbell, and 2 from Kellen Parrish. So, again, Brookfield awaits the winner of tomorrow night's Scotland County-Clark County boys game. Knox County will take the loser of that game in the seventh place game Saturday at 1:30. So coming up in about 5-ish minutes, we've got the first girls' consolation semifinal, the Knox County Lady Eagles, Scotland County Lady Tigers. That coming up next. So stick around. Knox County drops one to Brookfield, 46-42. Back in just a little while. This is KMEM Sports.